Farm Network, retired Sus Vanderhoff product manager Mark Anfenrude has seen numerous changes in the agricultural industry over the past 30 years.
We're fortunate to have NDSU, U of M. We've got awesome researchers. We have the USDA in Fargo. They do a tremendous amount of work in terms of germplasm development. The tools that they have today, the molecular biologists, it's amazing what they can do. So I think for the future, we just have to keep our ears to the ground and see what's next. What do the plant pathologists see in terms of diseases? What do the entomologists see in terms of emerging issues with insects? And stay ahead of it with using the tools that are being developed today.
Anfenrude points to new technologies and chemistries that can lead the way into the future.
Prior to Roundup, all the herbicides that we had to use to control weeds also dinged the sugar beets. It set them back. So when glyphosate was approved and when we could see it was completely assimilated by the plant, there was no setback. And so that really increased the ability to increase our production. Now with resistant weeds showing up, it's just kind of the same thing. We have to rotate our herbicides. We have to make sure we're not duplicating different active ingredients and to minimize the risk of encouraging resistance. There's lots of challenges ahead of us. It's nice to see some of these mechanical weeding things that are being developed and drones, and those are all awesome things that can really help down the road as well.
A record one